May the words of my mouth and meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. During these first few Sundays of this season of Lent, we have as our Gospels the longest conversations that were ever recorded between Jesus and certain individuals. Last week was the conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus. Next week we've got the man born blind who was given back his sight by Jesus, and the long conversations that ensue over a couple of days between Jesus and the Pharisees. Then the week after, we've got the long conversation at the raising of Lazarus. Today is the long conversation between Jesus and the woman of Samaria. We listen to this gospel today. We read this gospel today. And we listen to it and think, you know, this really isn't a big deal. Jesus simply talking to a woman. But in the time of Jesus, this was not just a big deal. This was a huge deal. Because in the time of Jesus, women were very much second-class citizens. The rabbis used to have long debates whether or not women had souls. Women had almost no legal rights. If a husband got dissatisfied with his wife because she cooked dinner wrong or something, he'd simply write her a note. And that was it. The writ of divorce. Women took absolutely no part in religious ceremonies. In fact, in the temple, there was a special place at the back of the temple that was kind of fenced off. And that was called the Court of Women. And they could come no further forward than that Court of Women. An Orthodox Jew, when he woke up every morning, as part of his daily morning prayers, would thank God that he was not born a woman. The rabbis never ever saluted a woman in a public place, even if the woman was his wife. So Jesus is speaking to this woman. And added to all this, she's not just a woman, but she's a woman from Samaria. A Samaritan woman. Because to the Jews, there were three classes of people: Jews, Gentiles, and Samaritans. The Gentiles were all those people who were not of the Jewish faith. The Samaritans were a third class of people, because they also laid claim to be true descendants of Jacob. And to the Jews, they were wrong. And there was often this hostile and sometimes very violent relationship between Jews and Samaritans. In fact, later in the Gospel of St. John, Jesus is given the lowest insult that anybody could be given. He was accused of being a Samaritan, possessed by a demon. So with that as the background, here we have Jesus talking to a woman who is a Samaritan. And he begins the conversation. This long conversation. And after the conversation, she leaves and goes home. The disciples come, and she leaves, goes home, tells all the people in the village who she's met, and tells them to come see. Come see. As these people are coming from the village to Jesus, Jesus is telling his disciples to lift up your eyes and see how the field is ready for harvest. Lift up your eyes and see. In this time of Lent, we are asked to travel an inward road of self-examination. I believe that part of that self-examination is how we look at other people, especially those who are different to us. I believe we are asked to look not through our own eyes, but through the eyes of God. Because I believe that when we look through the eyes of God, we see people as we have not yet seen them through our own eyes. When we take a look at the world in which we live, we find a world that's being filled more and more with people who are incredibly and desperately lonely. We find people who more and more are simply just looking for somebody to talk to. More importantly, we find people more and more who are looking for somebody who will simply just listen to them. And we're finding more and more people who need just a little reassurance that they are cared for and that they are loved. And that they are needed. In all this, we find more and more people who see the church. The church as being the place where judgment is passed rather than the place where sins are forgiven. They see the church where people are dragged into the kingdom out of fear rather than drawn into the kingdom by love. They see the church as a place where one is beaten down because of sinfulness rather than raised up because of forgiveness. We live in a world where the language of violence and the language of hatred is spoken so freely simply because of differences. Religious differences, cultural differences, sexual differences, ethnic, tribal, educational, economic, so on and so on and so on. We are bombarded with how different we all are. We live in a world like this. But because we are followers of Christ, we are asked by God not to look at the world through our own eyes, but through the eyes of God. When we look through the eyes of God, there's hope for all people. There's joy for all people. There's love for all his children. And there's a place in God's kingdom for all his children. The more we become intentional about looking through the eyes of God, the more that Christ is going to say to us, lift up your eyes. Lift them up wherever you live. Lift them up where you work. Lift them up in your schools. Lift them up where you shop. Lift them up wherever you are, because when you lift up your eyes and see God's world through God's eyes, you will see how the fields are already white for harvest. Because when you lift up your eyes, you will see the people who need to be loved. Amen.